New Rock to Triple M Aussie Polish Club with Just Talking as we see the return of live music across the country, which is a beautiful thing. In Victoria, The Living End played a sold-out show at the iconic Forum Theatre. As part of Sounds Better Together, Mushroom Group Visit Victoria teamed up with some of the biggest acts in the country, Jimmy Barnes, the Teskey Brothers, James Rain, Daryl Braithwaite and Chris Chaney from The Living End. And I tell you what, you're a hard man to track down, my friend.
Well, generally, yeah, every time I get a private number call, it's Jimmy Barnes or it's the tax department, either of which you must take the call, obviously. And I was just on the phone then to my producer and I'm like, oh, hang on a second, Jimmy's calling. And then I missed it and I called him back and he said, no, it wasn't me. And it was you, Triple M calling. So finally, here we are.
Well, tell me, what was it like to hit the stage again, man, especially the Forum in Melbourne? Must have been such a buzz.
Oh, it was just amazing. It was really such an incredible atmosphere, I suppose. A, because we haven't done it for so long, but I think it just people were just so appreciative to be out of the house, to be in a venue. They weren't kind of locked down in their seats, you know. It was like some semblance of kind of normality again.
When did you find out about it? Obviously, when you do tours, they're booked well in advance. How did this come about?
I think it was only last week, like the start of last week, the call went out that maybe there's a gig. Would we be up for it? It's like, well, yeah, I'll play at the opening of an envelope at the moment. I don't care. So it was just a great initiative, you know, from Gedinski and, you know, the Mushroom Group. The funny thing was everyone's saying, oh, does it feel strange to be back playing gigs? It's like, no, it felt strange to be sitting around for 8 months.
Yeah.
This is the normal part.
Were you guys match fit, ready to go? Like, when was the last time you guys had rehearsed?
Well, we did a couple of rehearsals before this gig, but there's nothing that can really sort of prepare you for a gig with the Living End other than playing for 3 or 4 weeks straight. Doing two rehearsals just doesn't cut it. We often find that we play much better, you know, a couple of weeks into a tour, like any band really. But yeah, man, it was tough getting to the end of the show. It was an endurance test.
Were you more nervous for this one? I would be. I mean, when was your last show?
In March, the longest we've ever had without playing shows. Yeah, I was nervous, actually, and because the smaller the crowd, I think that's more nerve-wracking as well. Sort of easier to play to bigger crowds. So when there's only 600 people there in a big venue like that, you can kind of, you know, you're sort of eye-to-eye with them almost. But I guess it was just nervous energy of really wanting to bring it, make it memorable and not go, well, that was, you know, first gig in 9 months and it was crap.
Do you find in gigs like that are naturally a bit different, there's a lot more pressure on your banter in between songs?
Oh, of course, yeah. You know, I don't know. I'm one of these guys who tends to, you know, find myself falling into dad joke territory, which I should just know better than to shut up and play the guitar. So it's never been my forte.
Can we expect any new Living End music anytime soon?
Started working on new material last year before tour got cut and before COVID hit. We had about 5 songs that we're about to go into the studio to record. So looking like 2021 is going to be pretty busy.
It's an exciting time to be a Living End fan. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Maddie.
Here's Roll On Acoustic, Triple M Aussie.